Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast. I think that's like our go-to intro now. Yeah. But always welcome. Today, I feel like there's been a lot of requests of people. You know, we've done a couple of episodes about like our pest care management and things like that, but people have asked for updates, like, what do we do now? What's new? And so we've decided this year, this is just going to be a yearly thing, and we will...
So sorry.
And we will every year talk about like a little pest care update, like what's changed, what are we doing now, how are the things going? And so this is today's episode, as requested by a lot of you, to do a little pest care management update episode.
Woo.
Which kind of goes to say, you're a planty person, you're a pesty person, because it comes with the territory. I will never claim to be pest free 100%, totally 100%, 365 days a year.
Yeah,
but I agree. I think that's just part of the plant hobby.
What's weird to me is that I still like have fungus gnats randomly. Like, okay. No new plants have come into this house, but then all of a sudden I'll just like have a resurgence of fungus gnats and they're in the pond.
Yeah. Weird. See, that's my thing too. I've noticed, because I have these like, I want to say like 2-inch by like 8-inch strips that I put on the windows at my house. And I put them in the front window and then I put them on the sliding door to the back. My wrist just cracked. It cracked like painfully.
Wait, what was the episode recently where like
your neck cracked?
Patreon where your neck cracked?
Oh yeah, I listened to that again.
And I could hear it.
Me too.
That was like at the chiropractor, like the chiropractic ASMR, you know? Yeah. Oh, I felt that through my whole body.
Anyway, I have them on the front window and I have them on the back sliding door. And every time I go to change them, they are covered in gnats. But I never see gnats in my house. Like, like I don't feel like I have gnats, but then I find them on the stickies and I'm like, well, I guess there must be gnats here, but thankfully these thingies work.
See, they're flying in my face. So,
oh no.
I recently saw a video. You know why they fly to your face? Because they're attracted to the carbon dioxide that comes out of your mouth.
I don't breathe out carbon dioxide.
Was that video my fungus? That video?
Yeah, what do you breathe out?
It was a joke. That's a crazy fact. I like that might become my new fun fact at work. When they're like, share fun fact. Gnats come at your mouth because of the carbon dioxide.
Which the funny thing is, one of my coworkers, his fiance has a bunch of plants in the house. And he was like, Lydia, I think we have too many plants because there's like these little bugs and they're flying everywhere in my face. And I was like, number one, you never tell your fiance that she has too many plants. Wrong answer.
Or she's gonna
number
say no
two,
at the wedding.
Easy fix. I was like, how easy do you want? A real easy, or you want a little complicated? So, but you know what I did, since we're talking about fungus gnats, because I feel like every year, no matter what, they pop out of nowhere. And I do still have some plants that are in like a chunky soil mix or in cocoa. And those ones always seem to have fungus gnats that come out no matter what. So last month, I was just proactive about it and I put yellow sticky traps in the pots. And there was like nothing on there for a little while. The last like 2 weeks, I started noticing fungus gnats. And then after that, they were just like gone. I feel like I kind of like nipped the bud.
Nipped it in the bud?
Yeah, nipped it in the bud before it started.
She nipped the bud in the butt.
See, that's the life I want to lead. I want to lead a proactive life. Oh, crap. There's all these fungus gnats around here. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, now I should put the sticky traps out.
See, so I've done that. So I feel like I've really, you know.
You feel like you won?
Yeah.
She like goes home today and there's like a giant fungus gnat the size of a like dog.
This year, I've been really feeling good about it. And then my ex-sister-in-law and I are still like really good friends. And she has a bunch of plants because of me. And so I like showed up to her house and I was like, I brought you something.
Did you, was it sticky traps or was it a plant?
Yeah, it was sticky traps. And she was like, it's really catching some little bugs there. And I was like, yep. And now you're not going to have a problem this year. You're welcome.
Yeah. I love that.
So pro tip, if you haven't done it yet, do it now and then get the big pack. So the next year you can be proactive about it and set them out early.
That's
there's a point though when it stops being proactive and it becomes hoarder, because I ordered like 400 sticky traps like when I first got into the plant hobby.
Do you still have some?
I still have some.
Well, I'll take some from you.
It's okay, I might use them.
That's the thing though, she won't share them. That's
I have new trellises because I told you I'm moving rooms, right?
I have so many. But I'm like, I'll take some. No, that's okay, I'll use them.
I have yew trellises up the wazoo. You don't need them. Like, she took like 5 of them and I was like, I might use those one day.
With what plant?
I just took the whole 25 packet.
Attacked.
Yeah. She was like, you can have a couple. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll only use a couple.
That's funny.
So when you come to my house next time, look for my streaky traps and you can steal some.
No, I won't.
I'll take a couple. Just take a whole box. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, those yellow sticky traps. You know, I know there's like other ways that you can do
it. There's really cute ones. I have butterfly shaped ones. Yeah. And then I have some blue ones because some person on Facebook, University, said that they're attracted to the blue ones. So I have a big pack of those too.
Well, wait, do you notice a difference?
I haven't used them. I just have them.
Oh, okay. You should do a little side by side.
Okay. I'll do like a little 5th grade science project. Are gnats attracted to blue sticky traps or yellow sticky traps?
Also though, I listened to an episode that was done by, what's her name?
Jane Perrone.
Yes. By Jane Perrone. And she actually had like a scientist come on to the episode, talk about fungus gnats. Mm. And it was a very informative episode. So if you are, you know, out there looking for something to listen to, you know, we are all lovers of other planty people and planty podcasts.
Send it to me.
On the Ledge.
Show it to me. Send it to me, Rachel.
On the Ledge podcast by Jane Perrone, February 16th. Fungus Gnats Revisited. It's only 32 minutes.
But hit share and send to me.
Does she have episode numbers or no? It's just a date.
Mm-mm, February 16th. Just the date. February 16th this year, 2024. Fungus Gnats Revisited. Share episode messages.
It's because that makes it like highlights it in my pod.
And I listened to it and it was actually phenomenal. And pro tip that he had said in there, your fungus gnats, like you face them like in a specific direction where the light is shining, because fungus gnats like to go like a certain direction based on the light. So I put my traps based on what he said and I swear it worked really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So go give it a listen, y'all. Pro tip.
Oh my God, Lydia texted me.
Oh, I got a text.
Anyway. So this episode is about fungus gnats. No, just kidding. But I feel like they are the number one pest. Like as much as we dislike flat mites and mealies and all, like the gnats are like that universal pest.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're always... They're right here, you know, mm-hmm. in your face.
Like my carbon dioxide.
Yeah. Especially if you have like a fungus gnat problem right now, like go listen to that episode because he talks about like nematodes and maybe it was a she. Well, they talked about everything like the nematodes, like how it works and this and that. It was very informative.
I will say nematodes were so quick because that's what I used. That was one of my first YouTube videos, the fungus gnats using the nematodes. Mm. And it solved it very quickly. So if you have a lot of plants and they're in soil, see, I don't know how that would work with pond.
I don't think you can't.
What is a nematode?
It's like a little
is it the granules?
No, I mean I would say it would be like a larva of some sort, but they're like small, like mm-hmm. you never visually see them. Mm-hmm. And they it's basically just like...
It's a beneficial
bug. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kills the fungus gnat larva. It like goes up their butt or in their mouth and then eats their insides and explodes out of them.
I did not need to know that.
And quick reminder to Adam, tell me to share the link to the episode for this day when you're recording.
Share the
link. When you're editing.
Yes. Yes. That.
Ooh, I'm going to have to listen to that though. Cause yeah. I do love
information.
I love information.
It was a really good one. Cause I feel like fungus gnats, it's never a one and done. Mm-mm. Like I've had them every single year.
Yeah.
And I feel like just having like this year is the first time I was really proactive about it. And it's just like, it just feels like such a huge relief because.
But like how? Do they come in the windows?
Okay. But I feel like that about all pests. Well, so yeah, they probably do. It's just like, like you're just like sitting there and it's like, hi, I'm here. And you're like, okay, you were invited.
Did I tell you guys that I got stung by a bee inside the house? A micro bee inside the house? Like, no. I literally like reached on my back thinking it was a leaf and it was a freaking bee and it stung me. And I was like, this is how I died. It was like my girl in my living room.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, my throat was closing up and I was like, is this the allergy or is this me being paranoid and like dying basically of fright? I was okay, obviously.
Probably paranoid, yeah.
Do they have venom like regular bees do?
I have no idea, but it did burn for like 24 hours and then it swelled a little. But I think I still have a little bumpy that's itchy right now.
Mm.
So I'm going to say it's not as potent as an actual honeybee.
Oh, very scientific.
Yep.
Very.
Anyway, I feel, yeah, like they come in probably like on your hair, on your clothes, like.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. Ugh. On your vegetables, probably.
It's just annoying.
Yeah.
But, you know, think back to like before we were like actually plant people.
Maybe bananas. Did you guys hear how like fungus gnat larvae live inside of bananas?
Did not hear that, but I also don't want to hear it.
I was just chomping on a banana this morning.
I won't say.
I have a banana a day.
You've already screwed up Ferrero Rochers for me. Don't take banana.
Fruit checks out.
Have you guys seen those videos where they like soak the fruit and like, 1,000 bugs come out, like especially like the strawberries and stuff.
I don't want to talk about
that. You never eat fruit.
Yeah, I don't eat strawberries, but it's because of those videos. Like, because I don't want to go through the process of soaking them. Like my apples, I already feel like I'm eating a bunch of wax.
You know chocolate has a bunch of insects in it?
I know.
Like when you drink sodas.
I'm fine with eating, I guess.
Mm.
Probably has bugs in it.
Yeah. Mm, everything has bugs in it, right?
Yeah, so we're eating them anyway. Anyway.
What were you? I was saying something and I lost it. What were we talking about?
Nematodes?
No. I guess it wasn't that important.
We ruined Ferrero Rochers for you.
You really did.
I have old ones in my pantry now and I'm like, I really should throw these away because.
You should.
There's probably worms in them. Anyway.
So what else, y'all? What else been going on with pest management?
I feel like everyone, and listen, we're recording this. I know. We're dating it, but we're recording this in April. And this will probably come out a couple months later. But I feel like we all take a break from our regular tasks over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we all, it's so royal. We like everyone, even you listeners. And then we all have to like jump back into it in the spring.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We have to jump back into it in the spring. And then we're all just like, oh, we got to redo all of our like, pest management. I literally did nothing for like 3 months except for just water, you know.
I saw you've been doing the most lately.
Yeah, now we're back in the thick of it.
Yeah, you're up in the shower. You're into the thick of it.
I'm trying to get a system down.
Bum, 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 bum,
I think that bum. You, Lydia, inspired me because like you and I are very what's the word? We're very like, once we have our mind on something, it has to be that way.
Yes.
And so like, I struggle with that a lot. Like
you're very routine oriented.
But like how I do it has to be the same exact way every single time or else I can't do it at all. And we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like flushing all of these Hoya is just, you can't do it. Like it was like mentally killing me, breaking my soul. But I was like, okay, well, if I do this whole shelf 1 week, which is like the flush, the drench, the spray, and then just go around and water the rest in place. And then the next week I'll do this shelf.
Like I'm doing.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get into that system. So that all got sprayed down.
Doesn't it feel like almost like a release?
It does.
Like
it
feels a like, weight off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was going through all my supplies and stuff and trying to get it organized like I do all the time. And then I was like, I got to get rid of all these pots that I never use. But you were in my head, be like, but that's a nice pot.
Let us see what pots these are because, you know, maybe I'll take them.
My hack.
You absolutely can have
my hack. I went through my pot storage box or like glass container because it was mostly glass. And I put them all in a tote bag by the door. And trash day is Thursday. Mm-hmm. Well, Friday morning, but like you put the trash can. And on Thursday night at 9 p.m., I dumped that bag into the trash can and I was like, bye.
You did it.
I did it.
Wow.
It was hard, but I did it.
Proud of you.
Yeah. So
that is a difficult one. Glass. It feels so wasteful, but our recycling here, and I don't know everywhere else, but our recycling does not accept glass.
No, my heart doesn't. I don't think anywhere.
And I feel so wasteful. I'm like, it's such a nice bottle, but who needs it?
I also did throw away like pots that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't like, I'm going to sell them. I'm going to post them. I was like, no, they need to get out or else I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
And if that works for you, that's good.
Yeah.
You go, Glen Coco.
Yeah. So that's all I've been doing, Race. I mean, we've talked about the drench with the root drench on the Doug episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that. I have a few problem plants and I keep seeing root mealies on. But for the majority of my plants, there's none.
And then this year was your discovery that they crawl on the surfaces and move to the other plants.
They do. Remember when I did that whole thing of where I put diatomaceous earth on a saucer?
Yeah, you did witchcraft.
Honestly, though, it worked.
Yeah, 100%.
And then I got lazy and I was like, I don't need to do this anymore. And then, nope, there they were.
It looked like crop circles on your plant shelves. <I know. laughs> But hey, that's one way to contain the pests.
But yeah, that pure crop, it works like friggin' magic. So
truly.
Yeah. So that's part of like, you know, because now all of my plants, you know, they're like on a routine, so they get flushed like once a month. And then during that process, I do the pure crop just as like a prevention step.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's something that I always do religiously. But yeah, things are looking on the up and up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I too use pure crop, but I use it like with every watering. So I do my nutrients and then I do the pure crop. And I think that really has helped me keep my root mealy infestation to like, these are my pets, these are not my pests. We are not sponsored or in any way making money off of this
product,
but just something we do like to share it with you guys. And I'm not saying that's the only thing out there. If there is another product, that's great.
I just want to put out, you know, a friendly reminder to everybody, because last time I was at Jessie's house, I saw her pure crop. It looked a little interesting. And I was like, how long has this been mixed? And she's like, oh, I don't know. So the thing about pure crop is once you mix it, you should use it. You shouldn't let it sit, because it says on like the website too, like the efficacy of the pure crop goes down when it stays mixed. So
did it turn a color?
It turns like a yellowish, and then it smells like
rotten milk.
No.
Yes.
It smells like soapy metallic
milk.
And doesn't. Well,
it smells bad.
Everyone perceives scents differently. Yeah, it does smell different. It does smell pungent, but like to me, it's not a bad smell. It's just like a acrid, type smell.
But yeah, so mix as much as you can use when you're using it.
Yeah,
because that's when it stays.
See,
most
for
potent.
Me, watered is best, and so if it's like, it's just gonna happen.
Yeah.
So just saying.
Yeah, but it is a good reminder for our listeners. Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes.
So I was using Captain Jack's just to spray down all my foliage, but I was feeling like really, I don't know. I feel weird about it
iffy
sometimes.
About it, yeah.
And I hate that, because I'm never going to make someone feel bad about what they choose to do in their own home with their own plants. But I feel like I've been made to feel bad about using Captain Jack's, and it's getting in my head. But also I was like still trying to follow the safety protocols, like make sure I wear gloves because I forget that skin absorbs so much.
And were you wearing gloves?
I was. Oh, so I bought like long gloves.
Okay.
But it's kind of a pain. It is a pain to try to treat a bunch of plants.
But you gotta protect yourself, you know?
So then I'm now switched to Pure Crop One as a foliage spray because I'm doing some testing to see if that like keeps pests at bay. If there's spider mites, keep them at bay. But since it's organic, I didn't wear gloves. I was just like, my arm was just soaked. And I was like, maybe I should still wear gloves though.
Yes.
But I felt a lot better about mass spraying all my plants with that than I did Captain Jack's. I don't know. But again, I'm not going to judge anyone. Captain Jack's works. I used it for so long. That's the only thing that helped me with my thrips like way back in the day. It's just, I don't know. I was feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a thrips infestation end of last year, and Captain Jack's was what worked.
And Mai Tai also like kind of walks by. He doesn't chew plants, but he walks by and like maybe licks them.
Brushes against
them. And then I was just like, ooh, I don't know. I don't, because the cats kind of left him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was anxious about that. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I don't use anything like that is because of my dogs. If I didn't have them, I probably...
I go for the quick route.
You know, but yeah, I've never used Captain Jack's just because my dogs, you know, my dogs live a better life than I do. So,
So you're always looking out for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey guys, Lydia here.
And Adam. As some of you may know, we co-own a online Hoya plant shop. Well, mostly Hoya. It's called The Green Plant. We're always so grateful that our passions have led us to have the ability to share some of our favorite genus with you.
We aim to have a restock at least 1 to 2 times a month and always post the most carefully and beautifully growing plants. And supporting us keeps our dream alive. And we love seeing the plants we have lovingly curated growing in your homes.
If you're in the United States and ever looking for new Hoya babes to add to your collection, just give us a browse at www.thegreenplantaz.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at thegreenplant.az, where we always post restock alerts on our stories. And you can also sign up for our newsletter at the bottom of our shop website. And now, back to our episode. During the wintertime, I hadn't scoped like any of my plants.
Me
just
either.
Felt like too much. So the scope came back out, and I'm back at, you know, scoping every week.
Yeah.
Or at least the ones that I'm like pulling off the shelves. And so just scoping all the plants and making sure they're all good to go and adding that back into my routine. Cause honestly, like looking real quick, it doesn't take that much, you know, so especially
and
if you
know
do
the
like
spots that they would hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like I did like one longer session, like at the beginning of spring when I was getting back into things. And now like I know there's like nothing on them, but just for like me making sure that everything's OK, you know, just doing like a quickie, it doesn't take a lot of time. So,
yeah.
I've been doing that again too.
Are you still using your OG microscope that plugs into your
computer? No, it died.
Oh, so you had to get a new one.
It went RIP.
I hope you got wireless.
I did get a wireless one, and then I dropped it right away.
Wow.
And then it combusted into like it like came apart, and now it was like all loosey goosey. So then I had to duct tape it.
Bro, you should have just returned it on Amazon. Been like, it's real loose for some weird reason.
I didn't even think about that. Mr. Jeff Bezos.
They don't ever look at anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it still works though. So
he's not losing anything if you return it.
No. That's true. It still works though. So I was like, that's okay. But yeah, I did wireless. But the only annoying thing about wireless is that you have to like log off of your Wi-Fi on your phone and then put it back. And then I tried connecting it to my tablet and it wouldn't connect to my tablet. So then I was like, why am I struggle busing? I have like three old phones. I just pulled one of them out. And now that's like my microscope phone. Like I just put it out. I set it on a little stand and then that's like perfect.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it just stays on and it's hooked up to the microscope phone. And then I don't have to worry about my phone not being connected or like feeling like I can't use it because it's hooked up to my microscope. So I just hooked it up to the extra one that I have. And yeah, because
I would have to like stop listening to my music. All of that jazz.
Yeah, literally changed my life.
How do you guys have old phones?
Because I never give mine back.
You never trade yours in?
No, because I have all my pictures on there.
Oh, I know that because I asked you to buy one and you were like, my pictures are on there.
I use my old ones for time lapses.
Oh, weird. I always just like trade mine in.
I mean, I don't have any qualms about not trading it in, but part of me is like, they're going to take the parts off of that and make money for themselves. And I was like, but I've paid for the whole thing.
I guess I've never paid off a phone.
Because they only give you like $100. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll do it. And then you have to give it back in like within a month. And then by that time, I haven't taken off everything on the phone that I've wanted to. And then I get anxious because then like some like notes and things like that I haven't transferred over. I'm like, what if there's like one in there I didn't even think about? And then 3 years later, I'm like, oh my gosh, where's that note? And it's on my phone that I gave away and I don't have it anymore. And then, you know.
Alrighty then.
That was a spiral. I'm glad we got out of that.
Phone.
I'm glad we got out of that. when my phone swam in Splash Mountain, I was like, well, I'm glad. I didn't think I was going to find it. I didn't think they were going to be recovering it. They did, but I was glad that I had another phone at home. I didn't have it on that trip with me. Now I bring an extra phone on every trip.
Damn.
Oh, that's like my smart. Old iPhone.
Just in case something happens, I can just plug it in and I'll have a phone still. But yeah. I was glad that I had that because then I could just use that phone. Because if they couldn't find this phone, I didn't pay for the AppleCare loss. I paid for the AppleCare damage. So like if my phone was waterlogged and dead, they would replace it. But if I didn't have the phone in my possession, which I thought was going to happen, then I'm screwed.
Dang. Wow. Okay, but you could be like, it's not lost. I know where it is. It's real damaged under Splash Mountain.
Right under that. It's still the same phone. Y'all can go retrieve it. Yeah.
So, no problems. Oh, that was my fault. Yeah. That's also the phone.
Wow.
But yeah. But mate, why are we talking about phones?
because I was saying I use it for my microscope. Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. So see, it's serving a great purpose. I use it as and it gets used every single week. So
and then you can just set up a station, which is what I've been doing. This table. Okay. I will just set up the station. I'll bring a plant over. I'll scope it. Then I'll take it to the sink and do. So it's the ones that I'm doing like the full care.
Yep, same. And the nice thing is, remember that tripod that you gave me last year and I got the phone attachment for it? Mm-hmm. And so instead of having to like bend over on the table, that just stays on there and I put it to my height so I can like stand up straight and be looking without having to like be hunched over looking.
Yeah.
So it's like really nice. That's just my go-to now. That's just the setup.
Nice. What we need is those Meta glasses and then we won't even need a phone to look at. You can just have glasses on, or the Apple glasses, and then you can just.
I need the chip in my.
I wonder if you could scope. I wonder if the scope hooks shows up in the glasses.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine if you like have it on and then it like feels like it's right in front of your face?
A giant flat mic over your eyeball.
That'd be terrifying.
I bought a new microscope, but it is not fun having to relearn how to like hold it.
Because they're all particular
And I need it in like a position that I know it's when I move up, it's going up. And so you have to like find the sweet spot again. But we managed.
So good old microscope. And we talk about it every time. If you don't have one,
Sometimes it's people are still in my DMs being like, what, can you look at this plant? And then I'm like, do you have a microscope? And they're like, no. I was like, that has flat mites.
I know it feels inconvenient, but honestly, like, if there's like an Amazon deal, you can literally get one for like $20.
Yeah.
And $20, most cars, you can't even get a full tank of gas. So in this economy, that's a fair price.
It's a deal.
I got gas yesterday and I was like, am I driving a semi truck?
I know.
I'm so glad that I don't have to drive for work anymore, because I just honestly don't think I'd be able to. Ugh. Anyway.
What else? What else has been going on?
You know, that's me knocking on wood, because I've never had foliage mealy bugs.
Mm. Oh, yeah, me neither.
I so can that, show you guys.
But I'm wondering, like, do you have them currently?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I
have before on a plant.
I mean, I've seen them. Yeah. But I don't think I've ever had like a bad infestation. I probably had one on a plant once, but I'm wondering, like, as a foliage spray Pure Cup one, it probably does kill those too. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I just want to know all the things it takes care of.
Yeah, I've been,
because it's hard to list every single plant pest.
Yeah, that's true. I've been using the Pure Cup foliar as a foliar spray
for a while.
Uh huh.
The stinky one. Like, you've been spraying the stinky.
The Pure Cup one.
The stinky bottle that you left mixed for a while?
No, this is one that I mix, and I usually go through it with all my shelves. I do that, and then I spray also Captain Jack's.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh, you do a mixy mix.
Yeah. And then I told you guys my little hack about using a 7-gallon tub.
Yeah.
As kind of my little backdrop.
That's a good idea too.
Yeah. So that's been my like pest prevention, and I do see more growth than death as of late.
Yeah.
The most death I've seen is dehydration death. So I think it works.
The one thing to keep note is Pure Crop one is like a horticultural oil. So when you come to mixing, there are some things that say like, if like a oil has been recently applied within so many weeks, like you have to be careful. So just know like Pure Crop probably falls in that category. So if you're mixing, just make sure you read your labels and that it's okay to do the mixing.
I've mixed Cap'n Jack's and Pure Crop and nothing has exploded, so I'm going to keep doing it. But again, do as I say, not as I do.
That was the thing with sulfur. Like, you shouldn't use sulfur after an oil-based thing. It would basically just burn your plants. Because the reaction of the two.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
I'm glad that nothing's happened to yours, though.
Yes.
I go home today and everything's just black. I'd be like, wow, it looks great in here.
They all look like those eels from The Little Mermaid in the cave.
Ouch.
So what are some other pests that we might see? Oh, I mean, see, the thing is, like, okay, thrips. Thank God I haven't had anything with those in years. But
same. I've never had them, but
they're so bad.
I've seen it at Jesse's, and that didn't look like something I want to have. So
I wasn't impressed.
Yep. Literally, I put one plant with thrips in it in my cabinet, and everything had thrips.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was bad. I'm just glad it was a cabinet, because then it didn't spread to my other shelves.
Yeah,
because
those ones do.
But I did Captain Jack's and then a organic gardening, like neem oil based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nip that right in the bud.
Aphids is another one that people always have. Oh, yeah.
And that's why I did the organic thing, because I was scared of aphids.
You're scared of them. The good thing about aphids, they're disgusting. When I first got aphids, I was like, because I just saw a bunch of like little carcasses, like the little like shells.
Oh, yeah.
How locusts leave their shell.
Because
when they were going from like the pupa to the adult or whatever the stage is. But I just saw a bunch of these like empty shells and I was like, what the? It was so gross to me. It's so gross that like that was my first experience with aphids and I threw the plant away.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was like, this is gone. But it wasn't. Aphids are probably one of the easier ones to deal with, but they're gross because you can see them all and they cluster. Like they just love to all be.
They look like little pimples everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're easy because you can just blast them off and they're not like laying eggs in the plant tissue.
I think they can fly though, no?
Yeah. So
yeah. I've done fly. Ladybugs.
They're not fun. They're not fun to have, but I would say that out of all the pests, it might be the most straightforward.
Mm-hmm. I feel like spider mites are pretty straightforward too, though.
Yeah.
Because you can see them. Sometimes they get easily missed because they're usually on like the underparts of the leaves. Yeah. But I feel like once you like treat or you spray it down, as long as you just like get rid of them, like they're gone.
Ugh. Spider mites.
But we did, when was it? It was last year. We did like a whole pest episode, remember? Oh no, that was 2 years ago. So we did like, we talked about all sorts of pests, like life stages and things like that. So if you're like battling any pests and you're like, huh, what should I do? And you want to hear some of our tips and tricks. Episode 7 from October 19th, 2022. We talked about all the pests. The pests, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So that's a good one to listen to.
Mm-hmm. See, sometimes it's like, I forget what we talk about.
But same. That's okay. Because now we've been doing this for like 2 years now.
Yeah. So my only pest prevention now that I'm trying is Pure Crop One. Is that the same for you, Lydia?
Yes, that's all I'm using now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I have a whole bin of old supplies that I'm not going to use anymore. And I think you have to take them to like the hazardous waste dump.
Oh, to get rid of them.
Yeah. So they've just been sitting in a box over by the door for years.
Oh my gosh.
Right there. But yeah.
Wow.
That's all I've been using. I still spray things down with the water, but I did notice I had a couple of plants that had flat mites on them. So I was trying to do all these experiments just to see the best method. So I was like spraying them with the sprayer really, really hard. And then I would let it dry and I'd go back and scope it. And then I would see, you know, those little orange dot eggs.
It doesn't get rid of
them. In the crack. So then I was taking my toothbrush, my soft bristle toothbrush, and scrubbed it. And that did work for majority of it, but there's still some in there. Like it's just...
so hard. That's why they're like literally the worst. I feel because like they're just like in there everywhere.
I don't know if there's ever going to be a time where I'm like, there's not one single flat mite anywhere in any of my plants.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like at a manageable.
Yeah. Like I think back to when Doug did his first video, Doug Chamberlain, about when I did that live about flat mites and he talked about that in there and he was like, I'm never doing this again. He's like, I don't care. They'll just exist on my plants. Like, and I was like, yeah, I get it. Because like you can't, I mean, we do our best and obviously we have our prevention and, but I just don't think it's realistic to say you'll never have a bug on a plant.
Like a single pest at all.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to say. Cause like spring comes around, you'll probably have fungus gnats and you do a plant trade and someone might accidentally give you mealies or spider mites or aphids or, you know, flat mites. Like you just never know what's there. And so I think that's why, like, we always talk about like prevention is key, you know, doing the drenches for the roots in the pots and doing the sprays and doing the scoping just so that, you know, you have an idea of what's going on. Cause I feel like, you know, it can feel like a lot thinking like, oh, I have to do all of these things. But to me, like, it's worse when you find like a big problem and then just like the mental toll that takes on you of trying to take care of that. So like just doing prevention beforehand, taking a little bit of time to do that for me personally is just the path that I've chosen.
Yeah. Proactive, Lydia.
Just knowing, like, just like accepting the fact that there's going to be pests. It happens. Like you can walk outside, come back inside and bring something you didn't even know, or like a bug flies in and maybe has another bug on it and it lands on your plant. Like you just never know what can happen. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I found two moths this week on my Hoya.
And remember?
And all I thought about was the moth that was chomping through all
the
your
little, the little green, yeah, yes.
Because we were on a trip, and you came back, and you're like, he ate, like, whole leaves.
Yes!
Damn.
Very hungry caterpillar.
Yes, the very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah. good times.
So I felt like
there was something I needed. What was the statement you just ended?
The very hungry caterpillar?
Before I start talking about the moth. My brain, guys, it's fried.
You're gonna...
I need to drink more mushroom tea.
And mushroom tea helps with your brain?
No, I don't know.
Check for the black mold.
That's okay. We all gotta go. we all gotta go sometime.
When it's time, it's time.
Oh, you were talking about proactive.
Oh, proactive.
What I wanted to say was when you find a pest, that's like when it's so difficult to like process that. Like for me, then I need to check every single plant at that time. And you are exactly the same. It's like, and then you're just so exhausted mentally, physically, because in our cases with all these plants in our collection, and you're just having to go through every single one. But it's like, I can't relax until it's done.
100%. It's like instant adrenaline and instant like stress.
Yeah. And then I'm making some rash decisions. You know how they tell you like when you're pregnant, you shouldn't like do any big decisions or that kind of stuff. And I am like chopping plants down left and right, just taking one node cutting. And I was like, the rest of you go in the trash. Like, I don't have time to deal with this. And I was like, maybe I should have done that.
Oh my God.
But, you know, I didn't lose anything. I always have it, but it's just a mind. But, you know, take heart. You'll get through it.
Yes. Yes.
At some point. Get some friends. That will help you.
Don't be discouraged.
Jesse, you want to help me treat my plants?
I'll supervise. I'll tell you how you're doing it wrong.
Just every 5 minutes, I'm like, look at this TikTok.
I'll like make you laugh as you're doing it. I've got jokes.
You guys, let us know your pest prevention methods.
Or your current pest problem. Problem pests.
Yeah. We want to hear about it. So make sure you let us know over on Instagram. And at let's.talkhoya on Instagram. You can also follow us individually over there. My Instagram handle is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Adios.
Bye.